Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at z1077fm.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, January 27th, 2023. If you hear loud explosions, booms, or rumbles in the high desert, they are very likely emanating from the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center. The Marine Corps has issued a sound advisory indicating that there will be an increase in the military training noises that are infrequent but familiar to residents of the Morongo Basin. A large-scale training event, known as a service-level training exercise, has commenced and is expected to continue through February 28th. The exercises are designed to train Marines and participating joint forces to deliver rapid responses on a global scale. For more information about these training exercises, visit a link in this story at z1077fm.com. For residents opposed to the Wonder Inn Resort in Wonder Valley, there will be an informational meeting tomorrow. Reporter Heather Clisby has details.
Hosted by the Stop Wonder Inn Project Group, there is an informational meeting about the proposed resort scheduled for tomorrow, Saturday, January 28th. The meeting will essentially be a review of the county initial study for the Wonder Inn, a proposed 106-room luxury resort in Wonder Valley. Members of the group will share what they have learned after reviewing the hefty trove of related documents. Concerning issues include water usage, lighting, traffic, and air quality. The agenda also includes a review of the county and CEQA review process and how to participate. The meeting will take place on Saturday, January 28 at 1 p.m. at the Wonder Valley Community Center, 80526 Amboy Road in Wonder Valley. For important links in this story, visit us at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Heather Clisby.
The Morongo Basin Healthcare District Board of Directors has announced their intent to transition to district-based elections. Directors on the board of the Morongo Basin Healthcare District are currently elected via an at-large vote, encompassing the entirety of the Morongo Basin. The Morongo Basin Healthcare District oversees and provides affordable healthcare services in 29 Palms and Yucca Valley. This effort to recalibrate the voting, initiated by the Board of Directors, would bring the healthcare district in line with the High Desert's other publicly funded government bodies, most of which have switched to district-based voting in the last several years. This proposed change will be discussed at two public hearings, the first of which is scheduled for 6 p.m. on Thursday, February 2nd, at the district's Yucca Valley office, located at 6530 La Contenta Road, Suite 400. The second public hearing will be held on March 2nd. Written comments must be received at or prior to the meeting date and time and can be sent via a link in this story at z1077fm.com. Our desert's native tortoise population is a fragile and threatened species that needs protection from its number one predator, humans, and the diseases we carry. Online news editor Robert Hayden joins us with a story on a rescue area that is hoping to keep tortoise populations, both native and domestic, safer.
If you're like me and you're relatively new to the Morongo Basin, you're probably familiar with the desert tortoise, a native species here in the Mojave Desert. What you may not know is that there are many residents here that have and take care of tortoises at their homes. These tortoises are usually rescues or perhaps wanderers that ventured into a homestead built near their habitat. There are hundreds of these houses around the high desert, many located near the northern border of the national park. The desert tortoise is listed as a threatened species under the Federal and California Endangered Species Acts, and removing a native tortoise from the wild is still illegal. However, these house-kept tortoises are perfectly legal to have as long as you have a license for them. But what does someone do if they sell their home or move from the high desert, leaving a tortoise without the things he or she depends on? That's a problem the planned tortoise rescue drop-off area is helping to address. The recent agreement between the 29 Palms Band of Mission Indians and the National Park Service includes a planned tortoise sanctuary where people can drop off a tortoise they can no longer care for, allowing them to live out the rest of their days in safety and comfort without the risk of spreading a human-borne respiratory disease that could be devastating to an already fragile and threatened population of native tortoises in the national park. The tortoise rescue area is planned for an area of land behind the Tortoise Rock Casino that will also be host to a campground and a new trailhead. You can hear the conversation that David Smith had with Gary Danio about this agreement, as well as lots of other Joshua Tree National Park news from the outgoing superintendent. That's available at a link at this story on our website at z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Robert Hayden.
The Yucca Valley Library is hosting a mystery-themed painting event this weekend. Starting tomorrow at 2 p.m., Book lovers of any age are invited to join staff at the library, located on the corner of 29 Palms Highway and Old Woman Springs Road, for this fun-filled event, which is part of the San Bernardino County Library System's mystery-themed programming. Are you a veteran of the United States military and interested in joining the American Legion? If so, the American Legion Post 761 in Joshua Tree invites you to an open house tomorrow, where you can learn more about their organization. To be an American Legionnaire, you must have served for at least one day in the military. The open house will be held at the Eagles Aerie, located at 67330 29 Palms Highway in 29 Palms, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. You might be driving in it right now, but how much do you actually know about your car? A workshop this weekend looks to help change that. Online news editor Robert Hayden rejoins us with the story.
At Sarah Lyon's auto care class, her focus is on the basics. That's because she likes teaching to beginners.
Personally, that's like my favorite thing to teach, is the most basic stuff. Because, I don't know, it's so empowering to learn when people, like, the light bulb goes off and they're like, oh, it's not rocket science.
Basic Auto Care 101 is a 3-hour hands-on workshop where you'll get plenty of opportunities for those light bulb moments as you use your own car to get familiar with the basics of maintaining it. You'll learn how to change a flat tire, check your fluids, as well as some other desert-ready essentials like what to do when your car gets stuck in the sand. Sarah Lyon's the person to teach you that stuff. She's a Louisville native who found mechanics and art coming together at an early age.
But I started out working on motorcycles when I was 18 because I did cross-country motorcycle trips, photographing women mechanics all around the country. And then eventually I realized that like that's what I wanted to be doing, was working on cars.
The Basic Auto Care 101 class will take place at the Old Firehouse in Joshua Tree tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and the cost is $25. You want to DM them to reserve a space, you can see a longer version of this story at z1077fm.com for their location and links on how to sign up. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Robert Hayden.
The Yucca Valley High School boys soccer teams played a home game versus Desert Mirage High School yesterday. Junior varsity lost 11-0 as the Yucca Valley team was outmatched by a more experienced team. Coach George Rodriguez named David Abushan as player of the game for his effort and positive attitude. The varsity team lost 7-1. In the second half, forward Ben Carlton was fouled inside the penalty area and the team was awarded a penalty kick where sophomore Adrian Tomeo scored the penalty shot. Coach Rodriguez named goalkeeper Bruce Birch as player of the game for his 14 saves. Overall, both junior varsity and varsity continued to improve game by game. The Yucca Valley High School soccer teams will play next in an away game on Monday at Cathedral City High School. Varsity begins at 4 p.m. The Yucca Valley High School boys Trojans basketball team came out on top 86-30 last night at a home game versus Desert Mirage High School. Javin Hudson was dominant in the post and finished with 25 points and 20 rebounds. Jaden Pierce led the team with 29 points, and Danielle Mills had a great overall game with 12 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Freshman Trey Scott, great in the post as well, finishing with 12 points, and sophomore Anthony Love played very well on the defensive side, adding 4 steals. The Trojans are now 14-8 and 12-1 in the league. They travel to Cathedral City on Monday and finish at home with a game against Desert Hot Springs on Wednesday, which is their final regular season game. The Yucca Valley High School Lady Trojan varsity basketball team clinched their fourth consecutive Desert Valley League championship with a 79-7 victory over Desert Mirage High School yesterday in Thermal. The Yucca girls took control of the game early, outscoring the host Rams 29-0 in the first quarter on their way to improving their league record 12-0 on the season. Senior Malia Ullery led the team, scoring a game-high 22 points, while junior Cadence Terrence pumped in 20 points and collected 12 rebounds. Sophomore Taylor Monroy added 16 points, while senior Ashley Lowe knocked down 11 points. Freshman Tegan Moon scored 5 points off the bench, while senior Julia Castillo chipped in 3 points and CeCe Gilmore had 2 points to close out the scorebook. The win boosts the team's overall record to 20-6 with their next game Monday against Cathedral City High School in Trojan Gym for senior night. Tip-off is set for 5:30 p.m. with senior night festivities scheduled for halftime. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.